So the epistle for the first Sunday in Advent is taken from Romans chapter 13. Brethren, knowing the time that it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than we first believed. The night is past and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, nor in chambering and impurities, not in contention and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 21. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, by reason of the confusion of the roaring of the sea and of the waves, men withering away for fear and expectation of what shall come upon the whole world. For the powers of heaven shall be moved, and then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great power and majesty. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand." And he spoke to them a similitude. "See the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth their fruit, you know that summer is nigh. So you also, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen, I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." Please be seated. But it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I mentioned to you last Sunday, which was the last Sunday of the liturgical year, of how familiar the Gospels from the last Sunday of the liturgical year to this Sunday are. So now we start the liturgical year. It is the first day. And it is the mindset of the church to try to help us then to prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Messiah. We anticipate his coming. And so in this first Sunday of the liturgical year, yes, again, there is the Gospel telling us of what is to come. And so just as last Sunday we kind of looked at and tried to understand the idea of preparing our soul, of trying to make sure that your soul is prepared for whenever God calls you. I mean, then we see, you know, through the funerals, how the families have lost a loved one, how we have lost parishioners of, yes, how fleeting life is. And granted, even when souls have lived a long life, there is still that need to prepare. There is still that understanding that we must be ready when God calls us. That is why when you look at the epistle and the gospel for today, as I mentioned, again, the gospel keys on the coming of our Lord, his second coming. You know, at this time period, we prepare for, we can say, the remembrance of our Lord's first coming, the first Christmas, when our Lord came into this world. But then this gospel tries to help us to understand and to see what are the signs for then the second coming of our Lord, when our Lord will come as judge, when he will judge all mankind. You know, what are the signs for that, when our Lord will come in all his power and majesty? But then look at the epistle. You look at what St. Paul is trying to tell us. First, he tells us to rise from our sleep. Basically, wake up. He says, wake up because our redemption is at hand. It is sooner than we thought. And that is the thing that during this whole time period of Advent, one of the key figures will be St. John the Baptist. St. John the Baptist, because he is the precursor. He is the one that came before our Lord. He tried to prepare the people. He prepared them by preaching. He prepared them by the understanding that we must do penance. He tried to help them to see what they need to do for when our Lord does come. And so, yes, that is the first coming of our Lord. That is before our Lord came into this world. So St. John had this mission of trying to help the people to understand, and the frustration that St. John had from that. That is why St. John says his famous words, that I'm a voice crying out in the wilderness. I am one voice crying out in the wilderness because they would not listen. He told them, do penance, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Our Lord is coming. Prepare your soul for that fact. And yet the people didn't listen. Some even thought that he was the Messiah. And so St. John continued to try to explain and tell the people, I am not the Messiah. There is one greater than I that is to come. And so he tried to explain to them, trying to point that this is the Lord. He even said, behold the Lamb of God. This is the one that is to come. And yet, again, the people, they didn't listen. And so that is why it is fitting to see on this first Sunday of Advent about taking from St. Paul the Apostle of how he tells us, wake up, arise from your sleep, our Lord is coming. And so he is trying to help us to understand, to wake up from our sleep. Our Lord has already come the first time, so now it is anticipation of his second coming. It is to understand that our Lord will come at some point to judge mankind. To either say that you will go to heaven or obviously you will go to hell. And so St. Paul is trying to tell us, wake up. You know, what are you waiting for? And so that was what I would say is now for us to try to understand this first Sunday of the liturgical year. Yes, to reflect back and to try to see how have we spent our time? Are we pleasing to God? Are we not? It doesn't take much for us to be able to judge whether we would go to heaven or to hell. I mean, if we're away from the graces of God, it's very clear. If we're living our lives that is contrary to Almighty God, it is very clear for us. And so St. Paul is just telling us, wake up. What are you waiting for? Our Lord may come at any moment, and then what? I mean, just a few days ago, if you were at Mass and looking at the Gospel, you know, it talked about the 10 virgins. 5 were prepared, 5 weren't. 5 had lamps that they could light and see their way, 5 didn't. Signifying sanctifying grace, signifying being in the state of grace. And so that's why our Lord, when he came, you know, they tried knocking on the door and say, Lord, Lord, open up. And our Lord said, I know you not. You don't have the light. You don't have sanctifying grace. And so if we are stuck in this state right now without sanctifying grace, St. Paul is saying, wake up. What are you waiting for? I mean, that is what is a shame that people think, yes, they have time. Well, how do you know? How do you know that you have the time for it? And so why do you take that chance and put your soul in that state? Because as I say, we have St. John the Baptist trying to tell the people then, do penance for the kingdom of God is at hand. You have St. Paul mentioning, wake up, your redemption is at hand. And then our Lord says the same thing. He says, but when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption is at hand. So yes, he's trying to give us the warning signs of what is to come. But do we need that? Do we have to wait for the end of the world? I mean, do we have to wait for, okay, well, I guess I'll just make it to the end of the world. How do you know that? It's like, well, then I'll have all these signs so I'll know that I can prepare myself well for it and then I'll be ready. And well, what if God calls you today? I mean, that would be a meditation that we all must make. If God were to call me today, where would I go? What is the state of my soul? And as I say, I think for any of us, we have an idea of the state of our soul. It's not like we need a vision from God to come down and tell us, okay, well, you're going to heaven, you're going to hell, you're going... We know where we are. Because we know by our actions, by their fruits, you shall, you know, be able to judge them. You shall know them. And so if we live our life away from God's grace, if we continue in our, wallow in our sins, we know exactly where we're going. And so that is why St. Paul says, wake up. You know, what are you waiting for? And it is sad for us that we must wait and see the end times before we do anything. I mean, do we really need that? We have sacred scripture to tell us. We have the epistles, the gospels, to remind us of how we must live our life. And then when we don't, that is why God tries to elicit this from us. That is why we have these time periods of prayer and penance, the time period of Advent. That is what it is meant for. Yes, it may be not as severe as Lent, but it is still a reminder to us that we must do penance, that we must make sacrifices, and we must pray. We must pray for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must pray that our soul is ready, because that is the whole understanding. Whether we're commemorating the first coming of our Lord, our soul still has to be ready, because our Lord is meant to come into our soul. But then, yes, if his second coming is going to come, we must also be ready. So the bottom line of it, we must prepare our soul. We must be ready for when our Lord comes. And so, yes, this time period that we have started today, it is a great time for us to start preparing for that, to realize that, you know, what is the state of our soul? How do we stand before the judgment seat of Almighty God if God were to call us at this moment? I mean, that is a meditation that we must make. That is something that we must consider as we start the liturgical year. And we can't fool God. We cannot fool Almighty God. We can fool the people around us, but we can never fool Almighty God. And so God sees the state of your soul. God sees it very, very clearly. And so then it is up to us, you know, truly, whether we prepare for our Lord or not. And that is why in these masses of Advent, you will see continually the idea of prayer, of penance, but then the trusting in Almighty God, in realizing our Lord came specifically to redeem mankind. That was the reason that our Lord took flesh. That is why he became incarnate, in order for us to get to heaven. And so very clearly we see what is the whole plan of God. It is the redemption of mankind. And so very clearly we can see that. And that is why then also you will understand in the masses, you will see this idea of trusting in God. I mean, even in today in the gradual, it says, those who trust in him shall not be confounded. Those that trust in our Lord will never be confounded, confused. And so they are words that we must hold on to. They are words that we must take consolation in. Because our Lord says, trust in me. You will never be confounded if you have that proper trust. And it is interesting to see how I think in the communion of the Mass, the communion prayer, it talks about, don't allow my enemies to laugh at me. Because we have trusted in you. Don't allow them to laugh at me. And that is an understanding of this world around us. Yes, we may be different. Yes, it may be hard for us to try to live a truly Catholic life. But in a way, we will have the last laugh. Not that you will laugh at the damnation of souls. But for those that mock, those that try to live a Catholic life and try to avoid the things of this world that will drag them down, they will see at the end of the world of what the intention was of Almighty God. And so that is where, when we see in this, it may seem strange to us, why would we be asking for, you know, neither let my enemies laugh at me. Because yes, it may be hard trying to live our lives pleasing to God. But as I say, is at the very end of our life, if our Lord is pleased because of how we have lived our life, we will be the ones that will be happy for all eternity. We will be the ones that will enjoy the beatific vision. And the others will see, unfortunately, of how they lived their lives. And so for us, we must prepare. We must understand that, because we are preparing for our Lord. So we must rise from our sleep. And as we will say throughout this time period of Advent, to our Lord, come and delay no longer. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.